Jean Potter.
I loved going to work. It was such a wonderful group of people. I absolutely loved my job. The space in the North Tower was just beautiful. We were in the clouds, and on a rainy day, you could practically see the rain forming before your eyes. But the building always made me a little nervous. It would take 4 or 5 minutes to go up on the elevator to the 78th floor, and then transfer in the sky lobby to an elevator that would go to 81. I never felt the building sway, but I always had a picture of the towers exploding. Every so often, this picture would come into my head, and I would think, that's bizarre. When Dan was detailed down to Ladder 10, it was the first thought in my mind. I hoped he was not coming back downtown because something terrible was going to happen. I was at my desk reading emails. The breakfast meeting was going well on the other side of the floor in a conference room, and all of a sudden, we felt this impact, and the building literally shook. Things started falling from the ceilings, and there was a smell of flames, smoke, something, very strong smell. Everything rocked. The building rocked. The light fixtures were swinging back and forth. I think, I'm on the 81st floor, and something terrible has happened to us. Something terrible. My voice said, "This is not your time. We are with you, and your brother is with you." I lost my brother 2 years ago. I get chills when I say this. That's the first thing that came to me as soon as that building was hit. Everybody just jumped up. I was going back to get my purse, and I had a stair buddy, Ben. He grabbed my hand and said, "You're going." He pulled me along, and I mean, minutes really mattered. We immediately proceeded to the stairs, and I'm thinking, Dan. We had no instructions. You know, you go through fire drills, and I was the floor fire warden. I'm supposed to call downstairs for instructions. In a situation like this, you don't look to call downstairs to see what's going on. We just knew we had to get out. Everyone was very calm. We heard we were hit by a commercial plane.